USA Triathlon brings you Endurance Planet. How far can you go?
Crossing the line has the power to change your life.
Today's Endurance Planner report for Beginner Triathlete focuses on a race that Beginner Triathlete has a big part in. It's a race this weekend that's been described as a big, fat, hairy deal. Big, fat, and hairy as in a big, fat, hairy moose. Race director Keith Jordan describes the venue for the Moose Man Triathlon Festival in New Hampshire this way.
One of the things that struck me when we found this site is just how beautiful the area is. Newfound Lake in and of itself is spectacular. I believe it's one of the 10 cleanest lakes in the United States. So very, very clean water. The area around the lake is just stunning. So the bike course is beautiful. And then the run is right along the lake there, too. And you pass the granite ledges, which is a pretty unique place in and of itself, too. The park is, you know, rustic. So it's part of the plan for us is you kind of create an event around the venue. So what we've tried to do is kind of keeping with that theme is it's a lot of fun, it's rustic, it's almost like going back to summer camp, I guess, when you were a kid.
The race is organized by Indoor Fun Sports, fun spelled F-U-N. Keith wants people to have a good time doing the half iron or international distance events. That having been said,
it's a pretty challenging course. Obviously, the swim isn't too challenging. It's usually pretty calm. It's in a enclosed area, pretty much. It's very sheltered. So it's usually pretty calm, the swim. The bike is fairly challenging. Lots of hills, a couple of steep hills, mostly a lot of rollers. So it's not, and it's fairly technical, I would say, as well. Lots of twists and turns in the back road, but very, very scenic. Not many cars, which is great. And the run, you know, coming from New England, I'm a bit biased, but I don't think the run is too difficult. There's a couple hills on it, but a good part of it is right on the lake there, so it's, you know, the couple hills, but most of it's fairly flat.
These days, the competition in multisport is not just between athletes, but between race directors trying to draw you to their event. Keith knows that, but isn't concerned because he says his race is a classic.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we've really noticed is the huge increase in numbers of races. And especially in the past couple of years, especially even at the half iron distance, which is seeming to become an awfully big deal. And for us, that's one of the things we've always focused on. I mean, if you look at most of our events, half Ironman is pretty much the anchor to the weekend. And one of the reasons we've done that is because we think a half Ironman is obviously it's a big deal to train for it, and it's worth traveling for. So what we've tried to do is create destination events, and I hesitate to use the word race because we try to create a whole weekend event, and especially focusing on family. We have a lot of stuff for the families, you know, camps and activities and kids areas. And then we generally have other races, too. For example, Moose Man, there's an international distance race on Saturday. And then Saturday night, we have a bonfire. We have a bunch of bands at the race site. You know, we really try, I think how we approach it is our goal is to make every race that we do the best race in the world. And, you know, some people kind of scoff at that, but that's really our goal. But to also keep it very, very family-friendly and very athlete-friendly. Where it still has that down-home atmosphere, but they're world-class races. So I think that's pretty much, I guess that's our MO, and that's how we approach it. And we always try to add new things every year that, you know, we try to outdo ourselves, which is becoming a challenge, too. So, but that, for us, I think the creative and fun part of it is really important. You know, one of the things I've seen in triathlon, especially lately, is that it is becoming more and more serious. And which is good in some ways, but it's also not so good in some other ways that, you know, for most people, this is a hobby. So it's, I think for athletes that they need to keep that in perspective. This is what you're going out to do on the weekend. So it should be fun. I think anyway.
So yes, the Moose Man Triathlon is billed as a big, fat, hairy deal, but not because it's nerve-wracking. Speaking of nerve-wracking, we asked Keith if it is a real possibility that you'll see an actual moose on the course.
It is, yeah. Yeah, and we do have another moose at the race site, although there's a human inside the costume, but he's a very friendly moose, as are most moose, yeah. There are a lot of back roads out there where it's certainly possible. There's, you know, moose are pretty rare creatures to see in person, which is probably a good thing, especially if you're on a bicycle.
Do you, what is your suggestion if you do see one? Just, I mean, go like crazy? Or?
Well, they're, you know, they're not really aggressive animals. I'm not sure what to do. They'll probably just stand there and kind of look at you. So I wouldn't charge them, I guess. Hopefully we won't have to worry about that.
You can check out more information at moosemantriathlon.com. That's it for your Beginner Triathlete Report. For Keith Jordan, I'm Endurance Planet's Kevin Patrick.